Baltimore's celebration of the 200th anniversary of the writing of our national anthem came to a climax yesterday as the garrison at Fort McHenry raised a replica of the 1814 flag, 200 years to the minute after the original flag that inspired Francis Scott Key's poem was raised. For the final installment of our series, Rocket's Red Glare, The War, The Song, and Their Legacies, WYPR's Joel McCord raises a question.
We all know the first line of Key's poem, "Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?" Dawn's early light? It's 8:45. Dawn was 2 hours ago, and the U.S. Army's old guard is just starting to hitch the 30-by-42-foot flag to the halyard to hoist it. Was Key taking poetic license here?
Well, some say it was poetic license, but in reality, Key was on the money.
That's Ranger Vince Vays, the head of historical interpretation at the fort.
Francis Scott Key asked a question. He said, "Oh, say, can you see by dawn's early light?"
Key was on a truce ship 5 miles down the Patapsco from the fort. It had been pouring throughout the battle, and the sky was just beginning to clear. There was a small storm flag on the pole, hanging limp.
And then at 9:00 in the morning, the commander of the fort, Major George Armistead, ordered the flags changed. The small, sopping wet flag was hauled down. The gigantic 30-by-42-foot flag was hoisted as the fifes and drums played Yankee Doodle. And that's when Francis Scott Key saw the flag.
And so precisely at 9 a.m., before a crowd that jammed the parade ground, a contingent from the Old Guard, the Fort McHenry Guard, and the U.S. Navy's Constitution hauled down the storm flag and ran the huge 15-star, 15-stripe replica to the top of the pole, where it waved in the morning breeze. And soon everyone was singing all 4 verses of the national anthem. Luckily, they were printed on the program.
Their blood has washed out, their foul footsteps pollution. No refuge could save the hireling and slave.
There was Frank Crumbaugh, who drove down from Beach Haven, New Jersey.
Well, my son-in-law is a sergeant of the Fort McHenry Guard, and I wasn't going to miss this. And it doesn't hurt to be able to hold my grandson either. This is a proud day for Baltimore.
And Justin Costantino, who was wearing a red mob cap to get into the spirit of things. He's in a reenactment group in Pittsburgh and said he couldn't resist coming to Baltimore for this.
Anytime I see people, you know, putting on their paper hats and getting involved and just caring for even just a Sunday afternoon, it you know, warms the cockles of my heart as a historian geek type.
So, historian geeks, if Key started that first stanza with a question, "Oh, say, can you see?" he ended it with another, "Does that star-spangled banner yet wave?" General Colin Powell, the featured speaker, said it wasn't addressed just to the citizens of Baltimore in 1814. It was addressed to future generations.
And the answer to him, and the answer to all of us, is that, God willing, it waves now and will wave forever, as long as we remember the sacrifice made by these men 200 years ago.
I'm Joel McCord, reporting at Fort McHenry for 88.1 WYPR.
Our series, The Rocket's Red Glare, is made possible by a grant from Star Spangled 200, a National Bicentennial Commission in Maryland.